This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government has prioritized people, the economy and innovation alongside infrastructure industries in terms of investment. Speaking at a post-budget webinar on employment, Mr. Modi said the vision of investing in people rests on three pillars: education, skills and healthcare. He said India's education system is undergoing a significant transformation after several decades. The Prime Minister said the telemedicine facility has been expanded to all primary health centres. He said through daycare cancer centres and digital healthcare infrastructure, the government wants to take quality healthcare to the last mile. The government has given approval for the development of Sonprayag and Kedarnath Rope with a length of 12.9 kilometres. Briefing media New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. He said this ropeway will reduce the journey time from 8 to 9 hours to 36 minutes for the pilgrims. The minister also informed that Hemkund Sahib ropeway will also be developed. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention with a cost of 3,880 crore rupees. He said the vaccination program will be a major thrust area of this program. He said this will help the farmers. He said good quality and affordable generic veterinary medicine will be provided through Pashu Aushadhi.
Pashu Aushadhi Yojana banayi gayi hai, jisse ki quality generic medicines diye ja sake. Aur unke distribution ke liye jo kisan samruddhi kendra bane hain aur jo cooperative societies hain, unke madhyam se Pashu Aushadhi ka distribution kiya jayega.
President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the annual cultural festival Vivitta Ka Amrit Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The festival celebrates the diverse heritage of the nation by showcasing the unique traditions of different regions. The festival aims to make Rashtrapati Bhavan a hub for cultural exchange, bringing India's vibrant heritage closer to its citizens. Minister of Culture in Israel said, in this edition, more than 500 artisans and weavers will be showcasing traditional handicrafts and handlooms. Niti Aayog today released a strategic paper on the rapid evolution of quantum computing and its implications on national security in New Delhi. Niti Frontier Tech Hub, in partnership with Data Security Council of India, released the paper with the aim of accelerating the country's transition into a frontier tech nation. Releasing the paper, the CEO of Niti Aayog, BVR Subramaniam, highlighted the need to proactively embrace emerging technologies to unlock the full potential for the country. The Defence Bioengineering and Electromedical Laboratory, a Bangalore-based lab under the Defence Research and Development Organisation, has successfully conducted high-altitude trials of the indigenous onboard oxygen generating system, OBOGS-based Integrated Life Support System, ILSS, for the LCA Tejas aircraft. The OBOGS-based ILSS is a cutting-edge system designed to generate and regulate breathable oxygen for pilots during flight, eliminating dependence on traditional liquid oxygen cylinder-based systems. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, has said Gram Panchayat representatives are key pillars in executing the government schemes on the ground. Launching the Model Women-Friendly Gram Panchayat initiative of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at a national convention in New Delhi, the minister highlighted the working style of panchayats and urged all panchayat representatives to follow all norms in the work. Sahitya Academy will organize its annual Festival of Letters Sahitya Utsav, Asia's largest literature festival, at Rabindra Bhavan in New Delhi from the 7th to the 12th of March. US President Donald Trump said a top terrorist behind the August 2021 Kabul airport bombing has been apprehended and has been brought to the US to face justice. In cricket, chasing a target of 363 runs set by New Zealand, South Africa were 20 for 1 in 4.4 overs in the second semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore when reports last came in. Earlier opting to bat first, New Zealand piled up 362 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Rachin Ravindran and Kane Williamson struck centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.